Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about BAT, Basic Attention Token, being launched on Coinbase Pro. And we'll talk about Ukraine actually legalizing or kind of proposing a policy to legalize cryptocurrencies. And then we'll also have a quick look at the week that was past us, or that is past us. So let's jump right into this first news story. As you guys know, I've talked about BAT and Brave Browser this week already, and I'm actually using Brave Browser these days full time, so I'm using it every day, and I really like it, except one or two small flaws that are not too bad, but mostly that have to do with extensions. Now, the BAT token is now launching on Coinbase Pro. They have announced that they will accept the transfer part yesterday, which is November 2nd, and then there will be a post period, a limit only period, and a full trading period in the coming days. That will take a couple of days in order to kind of get used to the market, or the market swings, let's say. So this is quite interesting news. Now, it looks like Coinbase Pro will be launching more ERC-20 tokens in the coming days. I believe that BAT0x were just the beginning, and I think now it will start increasing as well. Now, BAT token has actually jumped a couple of percent points when being listed, or actually even before, but we will probably see less of a jump with time if Coinbase starts to list more coins as we go. Now, what is interesting is that they are also trading BAT together with USDC, so the USD coin that Coinbase and Circle are part of. I will dive a bit more into that story, or the story about stablecoins, a bit more in the article that I will post probably tomorrow or on Monday. I'm not sure yet. And there will also be a small interview with CoinUp or Gifto, the company behind them. I will post the link into the video if you want to join. It will be, I think, Tuesday morning Zurich time. So you're welcome to join and maybe even ask some questions. Next story is actually a quite interesting one. It's about the Ukraine. So Ukraine's new policy to legalize crypto, considering full-scale adoption. In an official statement, the Ukrainian government confirmed its plans to establish regulatory frameworks to legalize crypto in the region. Now, the official statement obviously is written in with letters that I cannot decipher, but from what I've gathered, as a part of an initiative, and it says here in the article, to consider and acknowledge cryptocurrency as an emerging technology, the Economic Development and Trade Ministry in Ukraine released a new state policy to oversee various cryptocurrency-related sectors, which will be put in full effect by the end of 2021. Now, what is quite interesting in this case is Ukraine is proposing a solution that is quite simple, or simplistic, if you will. And the idea is that they will will tax any kind of cryptocurrency business 5% in tax. That could be an entity that mines, for example, cryptocurrencies, but that could also be an individual that holds cryptocurrencies. Now, I believe this is quite interesting. What the state part will do, obviously, is do the KYC and the AML, so the anti-money laundering, as well as the Know Your Customer, in order to kind of legitimize cryptocurrency exchanges and kind of have a certain control over the cryptocurrency exchanges. That is, by itself, not something that is bad, in my opinion. Au contraire, I think it's actually quite positive. And then they will actually even dive into cryptocurrency mining themselves by kind of looking into mining, smart contract protocols, and taxation as well. So they're definitely trying to kind of build and establish an industry in the Ukraine. I believe the electricity prices are also not too bad in the Ukraine. So that could be quite interesting. Now, the 5% taxes are actually a bit lower than France and UK, which currently have their taxes set at 10%. So that brings Ukraine in a really interesting position. Obviously, in the last couple of months and years, Ukraine has been economically quite in a bad shape. So this could mean that they are really focusing on this type of industry. I would love to see more governments, especially Ukraine, which has a lot of like a strong workforce with a lot of engineers and so on, and probably also a kind of good education system with a strong emphasis on engineering. So I believe cryptocurrency or blockchain technology and the Ukraine could be a quite interesting combination, something we should look out for. Then next up, and kind of a small a look back to what happened this week. We talked about the crypto exchange Bitstamp acquired by Belgian investment firm in an all cash deal. So the Belgian investment firm, I think it's called NXMH, they have bought Bitstamp or a majority stake in Bitstamp, although Nej Kodrich will stay CEO. So the Bitstamp CEO will stay the Bitstamp CEO for the time being, and he even holds 10% in the deal. Now, Bitstamp has been one of the longest running cryptocurrency exchanges in Europe, so this is kind of to be expected because of the, let's say, cryptocurrency downturn. In the last couple of months, Bitstamp has said that the interest for cryptocurrencies has decreased by 60 or 70%. So that could also mean that the deal was something between, I estimated, between 100 and 500 million, although probably euros. Although I believe it's more on the lower spectrum than the higher, because generally the demand is just not there. So that was one story. And the other story, quite interesting, the Bitcoin white paper has turned 10 years old a couple of days ago this week. So on 31st October 2008, Bitcoin was born, the white paper was launched, and since then it has sparked a revolution, a huge industry discussion. This channel wouldn't exist if the Bitcoin white paper wouldn't exist. So definitely cool that Bitcoin is already 10 years old, if you think about it. And if you also think about it, there is this concept called the Lindy effect from Nassim Taleb, which describes that, I think originally it was for Broadway musicals or Broadway theaters that were running, and the estimates was always, if the Broadway theater was running for at least 3 months, let's say, or 2 months or 1 month or whatever, then it would run at least for another month. And that was called something called the Lindy effect. Now, the Lindy effect also applies to other things, such as, for example, books. So books that have stayed here for, let's say, 100 years or a couple of 100 years, the chance that these books will survive another 100 years is quite high, according to the Lindy effect. And I believe this is one of the strongest arguments for Bitcoin, the fact that it is kind of survived all of these things. Like, everyone was thinking Bitcoin was dead already and problematic and this and that, yet it has survived. It is stronger than ever. Yes, we've had some price decrease, but that doesn't matter, because if the general adoption increased, if generally people are talking more about cryptocurrency, if people are forking or developing or are kind of taking care of the technology, as long as this is happening, this will keep continuing, and this is kind of thanks to Bitcoin. So this is quite interesting and quite cool that already Bitcoin is 10 years old. I would say on to the next 10 years. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Sorry for the kind of impromptu setup here, but I wanted to really share this video with you today. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.